This is Space Kate here at Soho House, and I have come here to watch the screening of Man on a Mission. It was a UK premiere of a film, an amazing film about an amazing guy who, after my own heart really, wanted to go to space, but he actually had the money to make it happen. Also, slight advantage, or maybe not an advantage, I don't know, his dad was an astronaut. So this wasn't the most completely impossible task, like it feels like it is to me, a young girl from East London, was once. What an amazing thing. Richard Garriott, you went to space. How did that happen?
Well, it happened. First, the having a father who was an astronaut was not a help, other than to be an inspiration. But it sounds like you've got that already on your own. So, my father being an astronaut, I don't think it helped me technically pull it off.
Not technically, but knowing somebody who's done something which most people seem impossible means it's possible.
Yeah, I definitely believed it should be possible, and one way or another, I was going to figure out a way to pull this off. Then the other part was, you know, as much of it, of course, took money, which was unique to that moment in time. I actually think that if you were to go do this today, you could do it without that same amount of money, with equal probability, if you follow my meaning. You have better odds of doing it on little or no money than I had in doing it with money today.
So there's hope for me yet.
There is still hope. But it really did take, what it really took was, you know, when I finally flew, that was only after attempting to fly at least five times where I had good reason to believe it was going to work. I'd invested money, I'd invested time, there were people who told me we can make this happen, there was movement to create the mechanism to make it happen, and it didn't happen. And so, so the main story there is persevere in spite of resistance or failure.
And you're one of the first people to travel when your father's been in space and you were up there kind of seeing the same things that your dad saw but some years later. How did that sort of affect your relationship with him? Did it bring you closer?
No question that it did. I mean, my father, as you've heard me say, is quite Spock-like, you know, not particularly emotionally engaged with any of the children, really, at what most of us would call a normal level. But the fact that I could then relate to him with a very rare technical, scientific, statistically extraordinarily unusual event really was a great bonding experience for both of us.
And for me, do you think there's a chance I can get to space, and is it a worthwhile goal to work for?
Well, definitely it's worthwhile in the sense of, you know, if I could spend the rest of my net worth to go again, I would. So it is definitely worth whatever it requires to achieve. And do I think you'll get a chance to go? Absolutely. I think that there's no question in my mind that it will be easier to go now than it